This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Welcome back to another episode here on the Mindful Experiment. This is your host, Dr. Vic. And this week we had a wonderful interview with Mary Beth Decker. And this is an interview that's going to be a little different than what we've talked about before. I brought energy healers on. I brought many different types of people in this realm. This one's an animal communicator. And can we really communicate with our animals? Why are animals in our lives now? Dogs, cats, and so forth. What's the purpose? What's the reason behind it? What is it doing for humanity? How are we elevating that? We share multiple different stories. She shares her stories on communicating and connecting, shares stories with clients, sharing things about your intuition. What does it really feel like sometimes and how sometimes you get information? She's gained stories just like I did about different things that we've experienced in our own lives that kind of relates in those realms and so much more. It really gives us some peace and understanding of why we have those little ones in our lives and what they do for us and the benefits behind it. And she shares this so wonderfully in this episode and so much more. And I think this is critical for anyone who has a little pet, dog, cat, guinea pig, hamster, rabbit, you name it, of horses, cows, pigs, goats, but understanding what are they really, what they're here for, and how it helps us as humans, because it's always a win-win-win. And Mary Beth really dives into that really well in this episode. So highly recommend connecting to this and listening to this wonderful interview as I bring to you guys our interview, or my interview, with Mary Beth Decker. Mary Beth, welcome to the show.
I'm glad to be here, Dr. Vic. Thank you for having me.
I'm excited to have you on. This is a topic that I enjoy, and I know the listeners, some of them are going to go, what the heck? And some others are going to find some beauty in this. And I know you'll eloquently bring that to the table, but it's one of the things that I think is important in so many ways is seeing our little animals, not just dogs, pets in general, but there's another essence to them. And I think you were just sharing this with me earlier. We're at a time in humanity, I think, where this is, well, it's about time, much needed. And I know we'll talk about that in a little bit, so I don't want to take away from that. But before we, I'm kind of curious, how did you get into doing what you're doing today? Like, what's that journey that led you to this process?
Thank you for asking. And it's interesting, we were talking about that you have a background in energy healing. And actually for me, becoming a Reiki master and learning other energy healing techniques, my dog started communicating with me. Truly, I did not know that's something that could happen, that there was such a thing as animal communication. So I can tell you right off the bat that you don't have to be born with this gift. I think it's wired into our brain and into our energy bodies. And, I feel like I got lucky and blessed at the same time. So I had the first two that communicated with me had passed on. So, the good news for us who love our animals is I'm telling you from my experience is their soul, I'm going to go there. Their souls do not die. Their personalities do not cease to exist when their body dies, and they're still around. And the ones I've met still love us. So, my first guy was Timmy. He was a poi dog that we got off the streets of Hawaii when I was stationed there in the Navy, and he had passed. I was doing dinner, making dinner for the kids. Terrible cook, but that's what you got to do. And they did not starve. So, and I look out of the corner of my eye, and there's my dog Timmy sitting there, and I always like to do this. He's always the one ear up, one ear down guy with a big happy grin. It was not what you think of a ghost, where you kind of seeing the dining room table. No, he was right there, shocked as all get up. Timmy, and then he disappeared. But it doesn't take 20 minutes to get stuff sometimes. Like it was, man, the guy's still alive. He's obviously happy. And he came back to tell me, I'm good. I love you. We're fine. And I'm like, what a gift. And that's probably 2 seconds. So then my dog, Eddie, girl dog named by the kids, also came to me. And she actually spent time comforting me because I had just lost her, and I had to go and staff an annual meeting for this association that I was working for. And I was not up to being the, hi, how are you? Here's your packet, all that stuff. And I felt like she was with me on the plane and actually in the hotel room. And she got me through there so I could, be the person that I needed to be for that time with the folks in the association. And then my live dogs started connecting with me as well. And I'm just trying to think. I've got two big stories. And I think I'll go. My dog Tibor, who just passed away last year, but this is when he was alive. He had a rough start. You could tell there were a lot of scars. And he was a year and a half, I think, when I got him, broken teeth, things like that. And so I knew he had a rough start. But I'd be sitting on the couch with him, and I'd get a picture in my mind of a guy all suited up with this really thick jacket and pants and a big dog like a German Shepherd running to grab his arm. And I saw it twice. I thought, well, you must have been around some folks that were doing training. And it happened more than once. So you kind of do this thing like, am I crazy? No. I don't think so. I retired from the Navy, probably not. Working in an association, probably not. So this is real stuff. And at this point, it was like, I've got to figure out what this is. And I found out from my friend Mary that there is such a thing as animal communication, and you can be trained in it. So I got trained. And that's where it took off. I started working with people and animals.
I love that. And did you ever verify that story that he did was getting trained beforehand?
No, I was not able to. One of the things that you I did pick up also that he was probably in a dog fighting situation, and that he had gotten away, thank goodness. But no verification. There's one of the things about intuition is it's always going to feel like your imagination. So I went with it, because I'm sitting next to the guy. It happens more than once. I have no background in dog training. I got to just accept that that's something real. So not in this case.
Yeah, it's one of those. It's fascinating because I love how you bring that up. It feels like your imagination, like you're just making this up in your head, but it's really not. Like, it's fascinating how this thing works. I mean, different energy healing techniques I've learned. There's things that will come up in the healing process. I'm working with someone. Like, for example, there's someone who had a shoulder issue, and I was one of the weird guys in chiropractic school. And it was one of the things where this guy's like, "Hey, man, I know you do this stuff." He's like, "I got a shoulder issue. I got a volleyball game. Can you help me?" And so, as I'm assessing his energy field, all of a sudden I see like this little syringe and it says steroids. Now, why am I seeing a syringe that says steroids? He's not on steroids. I know that for a fact. I'm not on it, but I just saw it and something told me, grab it, inject it in him. So I did. And all of a sudden I retested his muscles immediately after that were weak and they were strong. And they were strong for about 3.5, 4 days. No pain, no symptoms, no nothing. And I sat there and I'm going, this is interesting. Okay. I don't know where that came from, but cool. That sounds good. And so, but it's one of those things. Yeah. Like, I love how you bring that up because it is so true. It feels like it's just, yeah, it's one of the cool things I wanted to ask when you saw your dog, but you said you saw it looked 3D, like it was in the physical realm. Like you're looking at your, you know, in your, like seeing another person.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was. Luckily, I haven't had that again. I guess we were pretty bonded. So, but it was amazing. And of course, since I've done this, I've had a lot of confirmations like you've had about I tell them something and say, oh yeah, that's true. We know that's true, and that gives me more confidence to continue to do what I'm doing. My funniest story is I was they wanted to know what the dog's favorite thing was, and I'm like, well, it's white and it's sweet and it's chewy, and in my head I'm thinking marshmallow, but I'm like, what? I've never met a dog that likes marshmallows. So I explained it to them. They said, are you talking marshmallows? I said, yes. And she says, she loves marshmallows. I'm like, okay, I'll just share it. We'll see now.
Yeah, it's funny. It's kind of like when you do it, when I do work with humans and doing sometimes something will come up and I'll be like, I don't know what this means. And this may be crazy, but I just know I need to share this because it may mean something to you. It means nothing to me. And then I tell them, like, how do you know that? I'm like, I don't know how I know that. It's just coming to me. And I have no idea what this means. And like, do you know? And they go through this whole story. And I'm just like, I'm telling you, I have it means nothing to me. I don't know what it means. And I'm like, how did you know? I'm like, I don't, you know, I have to go back and forth with this, but because they're just so shocked. But it's one of the things where I don't know, my story, I share this in my book, where we used an animal communicator to help us with our dog in passing. And it was fascinating because I had to make a choice. I was in a point where I know holistically what I can do, especially for pets. I have a friend who can tap into the energy realms and figure out what he needs and we can help them. And he said I could, but then I was like, yeah, I feel like I'm forcing though. And so I was like, let me reach out to someone who I know. And they were able, they were at somehow they, by the will of God, they were available. And they were like, no, he wants to go and play with his brown dog that's been around you guys all this time. And well, he wants to just go and play and run and be a dog again. And so I was like, okay, I'll honor that. We had no idea who that dog was. It was a brown dog. We don't know what it was. And I started asking my wife at the time, we just couldn't figure it out. It took about a month late, about a couple, no, it was like a week or two later. My wife looks and she's like, that's Princess. I'm like, Princess. She goes, I had a brown German Shepherd. And she goes, the way that she explained how that dog was, that's identical to what I had. And I was kind of sharing, I'm like, well, you know, animals don't leave us. And we were talking about that. You were talking about that earlier. And it's one of the things she's like, I go, but how? And I'm like, this is so cool. I love it. I love how it all aligned. I'm glad that we were able to make that decision, that even though it still wasn't easy. But knowing what he wanted, that was more of like took a little pressure off instead of making that decision. So it's cool how this stuff kind of works in many ways.
It is. It is. And yeah. And I wrote a book, Peace of Passing, about animal transitions, because it's so hard. In many ways, it's a gift to be able to help them transition when they're in pain and they're not having fun. But it's also the hardest thing in the world to make the decision and live with it. And the other thing, we'll go here. Another thing I noticed, I did a revision of the book last year, was that our grief starts when we get the diagnosis or we see them going downhill. It doesn't start where we have to make the decision. It starts way earlier. And I love people to just realize that they're going through the grief. And to remember that their animals didn't get that diagnosis. They're feeling what they're feeling. They're living with what they're living, but they don't have the burden of whatever it is the veterinarian has told you. And to shift your mindset a little bit to being there with them through it.
I
Hopefully
appreciate
that's a bit helpful, yeah.
that. No, I appreciate that because it's so true. Because you get so caught up in the mind, and then it's like, well, this is what they have, and this is it, and this is the end, and this is what's going to be. And it's just like we miss, and we do this with humans too. And then we miss the point of like, but they're still here.
You're still
And
here.
in their realm, they don't know the constructs of the human realm. You know, they don't know the minds, the things of how we do, how we work, how we operate. And so it's like they're just living life, and yeah, maybe like this, but that's just their new experience, and they're just experiencing that, and they don't know when that moment. I think they do intuitively
I think they do,
somewhere.
but not early on. They're just like, I'm not getting up the steps very well anymore. Or, I got some pressure here. I've got some pain here. And this is, I got to figure out how to make this work or.
Because it was like my dog, I had a Puggle, one that passed, and it was funny because I connected with him later. I waited till I got through the grief and I was moved on, and so I can easy for the person I was going to work with to connect. And he was just like, you know, I just had a moment that I was trying to stay alive for you guys. You know, he got paralyzed in his back legs, and we did chiropractic, acupuncture, all this stuff, and he rebounded really quick. And I was like, wow, this is really good. You know, we might be able to turn this around. And then he was like, but there was a point where I was done. And it was funny because when he said that, or when we're communicating, for those who are listening, may sound crazy. Hold on, just hold on to the story because it does align. There was a point where when he said he was done with it and he wanted to just run and be a dog and be free, and he was done with his life. Like he got what he wanted out of it. And he said, I wanted to move on to the next venture. And what was interesting was is he's progressing, doing great, everything's awesome. And then all of a sudden, one day he just backtracks. Like all the progress is gone. And I was like, what the heck happened? And then the next day he had a respiratory issue. And that's what we had to make a decision on because they were going to have to incubate him and do all these other things. If we didn't, you know, we had to make a choice in a day. And I was like, that's fascinating that he was like, I'm choosing. I'm, and this is what I talk a lot of people about, like free will. We have, this is what free will is. We get to choose when we're, you know, at certain points. And he was like, I'm done. I had enough of this life and I'm good to move on. And this is my exit point. I have an opportunity. And he's like, I'm jumping in.
I love that. I love that. And so it makes me think of a couple different things. Sometimes, I think that they just, and humans too, they have that big burst of like, oh, when I'm done is like, okay, I've got this much life force left. I'm going to spend it on lots of fun.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I know. And then I'm done. There's, I've given it all off. I'm ready to go. And then, so what else was I was thinking of my, actually, we'll go to human real quick. My dad was really ill. I was stationed out in San Francisco there in Buffalo. And he was, pretty much coma-like, and then he perked up when and he was there for us when we got the family there, and he looked down at my son, who was probably 4 at the time, and he grabbed his cookie and ate it. And of course, at this point, my dad's not eating anything, and he had that time with us, and then he went back into coma stuff and passed. But he had that little piece of sweetness for with us and with everybody, and then moved on. So I think they do that. I also like to see their exits is. I live in Metro DC, and there's the Beltway, which has a minimum of six lanes in either direction around Washington DC. And I always think of that there's more than one exit. People think if it's your time, it's your time, but I think we have choices. And you can kind of say, whoa, what lane is my guy in, my gal in, my little pup or cat or horse or gerbil? And you think they're edging and they're looking at the exit, and then all of a sudden they pull back over and say, oh no. And then on other times they're doing really well, and I think of them all being in the fast lane, and they veer through traffic and go, nope, I'm going. It's been a fun analogy for me to think about why we think this is it and then it's not it. Or we think we're doing fine and then it's just they're taking off. They've made their decision. As you say, they've got we free will.
I love that. And I could share so many stories that relate to that from a human perspective of working with mediums in my time, because I had a cousin that passed, and it was interesting. I have no connection with her. It's actually one of my parents' cousins. They're more closer to them. I just was with a medium, and it was just like there's a lot of deaths happening all at once, a lot more than the norm. And I was just like, let me, I have no grief to this, so I can just, I'm just curious. And it was one of those things where she was like, well, I had one heart attack, and that was a moment I had a moment at that time I could have left. And then she was like, but I wasn't ready yet. I thought about it. And then I said, no, I'm gonna stick around a little longer. Heart attack number two came, and she's like, I'm done. And she transitioned. So when I started talking, trying to get this information, because I didn't know this information, I didn't know how many heart attacks she had, I didn't know all these other things, and it all verified. Every single thing verified to the T. And even about like towards the end, like when she was about to have that second heart attack, she was already saying like how people were saying like she was tired of life, just tired of the burden of life and wanting to move on to the next thing. But who, you know, then all of a sudden here it comes. And I was like, and I have no recollection of any of this information. This is what I love about this. I have no recollection of it. So do you do this with humans also, or is it just you like to, because I'm assuming your experience with animals has helped you also open up the door to humans too, but I'm just curious.
I certainly, my focus is on animals and the people that live with them, the family relationship. And I do energy healing for people. I don't have that level of mediumship that you're talking about, that and information that is coming in. I do have a sense of it. So what I do is with again, it's almost like I'm working with the family. No, it's not almost like I'm working with the family. We got an issue, either it's a physical end of life or it's also behavioral. Let's say, kitties don't always use the litter box. Dogs come to us with anxiety because they've had a tough start. Things like that. So, and then I work with the people too. I do human energy healing. Usually it's in regard to the animals, our animals, but sometimes I do it just for humans. I offer that as well.
Oh, I love that. And we were talking a little bit about, you know, animals in the realm and how we view them differently now from a human perspective. And I love to pick your brain on this and so much more, because like I was talking when I moved to Tennessee, they were like talking about Northerners coming in and all that. And they're like, we know if you're from here or you're not. And I was like, oh yeah, how's that? And this one guy who's very, very old school, he's like, I have a litmus test that I do. And that's how I'll know. He goes, if your dog's starting to act up, what are you going to do about it? And I was like, well, for me, I'm like, oh, I'm going to work with a trainer. I'm going to do this. I'm going to work on the behavior stuff. If I have to go deeper to an animal communicator, I'll do all this stuff. And he's like, that's how I could tell you're not from here. He's like, What we do is if a dog acts up and it's not acting right and it's giving us problems, we take it out in the back and take care of it. And I was just like, yeah, I'm not going to do that. No, they're more than just some living species that I'm superior to. So how's this playing, like humans making the shift, the dogs, is it a win-win both ways? Is it because or just want to pick your brain on this a little bit and kind of see, because I always think everything works out for a reason. And I'm curious to see what you have to say.
Yeah, that was a lovely discussion just by itself, Vic. Thank you so much. I think that so this has come to me lately. I think that the shift that animals are now part of our family and is something that is a mutual win. They're coming closer, and they're bringing things in for us. Like we were talking about love and the fact that they just give us so much love. And as much as we love the people in our lives, we're not so good at giving that level of love that most of our animals give. And I'm saying cats too, because I love my cats. They show it differently, but they got affection if you can work with them, or sometimes they're real simple. But the point is that they're bringing a level of love and caring that is coming to us, and we are also opening our hearts to love and care for them in a way. And what I'm hoping is that means we start to see species as not we're the apex predators and everybody else is below us, so we can do whatever we like with them because, hey, we're in charge, we're smarter, blah, blah, blah. But it's a relationship issue, or not an issue, but a relationship of equals who all have something useful to bring into the world, that we humans, we've got a lot of good traits. So do other species. I'm kind of hoping that as that opens up our hearts and for more of us, that we shift and find that we value other species and the world and the environment and nature in another way, and it starts maybe from that family relationship we have. I'm kind of hoping for that. And to I gotta say one more thing. To your point, I do think that they come into their fam our families and they become part of our soul families. And so now they've got issues and things they're working on for themselves, whatever that is, that's possible for them as well as us humans.
I couldn't agree with you more on that last part too, because like my other dog I have is his name's Hank, and he's a pit bull, big boy, 80, 90 pounder. And it's one of those things where when we first connected with an animal communicator, he was so like disciplined. Like we'd be like, sit, stand. And he does it like, he just looks at you and dead stare in your eyes and all this stuff. And I was like, something's up. I want to figure out let's learn a little bit about this guy. And it was interesting because when they read him and he's chose lives before as like a military dog, disciplined dog, and they're going through some of his past lives. And she said this life, he wanted to come into a home that was more nurturing and understanding to feel what it's like to have a different experience than what he had before.
There you
And
go.
10 years later, I'm looking at that going, this is when we have this reading, he was only like 6, 8 months old. And now I look and I go, we're looking at, 10, almost 10 years later. It's so I could see it now. Like I could see that clearly of what was being told to us back then. So I totally agree with you on that. And I think the other thing too is like, this is why studies show like, if you have a dog, I think it's a pet in general. I'm gonna go with dog. That's what I remember. It could be a pet in general. But if you have a dog, your chances of a heart attack goes down by like 30%.
There's a I found it the Heart Math Institute did a study, and I've got a link, and it shows how we get in sync with them and our hearts start to relax and things like that. I think they do it with dogs because dogs are like, yeah, I'll do that for you guys. What would you like?
Yeah, cats are a little bit, they're interesting. I
Yeah,
like
they do.
cats. I don't know if I ever have one. You know, my wife's like, I want to get a cat. I'm like, nope. I said, if we get our farm, you can have cats outside. I'm like, there's something about cats. I don't know, but they're still
Oh,
loving and sweet.
sorry.
I love them. I think they're great. Just having them in my house and everything and all that. I'm like, it's a different experience.
It's one I treasure. I'm sorry, I got a cat that sleeps at my head.
I love it. Yeah, they're great. I
Actually.
mean, I go by people's houses and they have them, and I love they'll come up and purr next to me, and they'll sit next to
Yeah.
me, and all this. And I'm like, see, I dig them. And my wife's like, see, we should get one. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I'm there yet. Not you, give me time. I'm not there yet.
Fair
Maybe
enough.
one day, not right now. I'm open-minded, but no, I think there's it's just something about the Heart Institute. Like, do this with. So I worked a lot with kids. I'm a pediatric chiropractor, so I do work with tons of kids, autism, ADHD, all that fun stuff, and. One of the things I used to recommend for therapy, because they had it nearby us when I worked in Chicago, was they had a horse thing that they would do for autism. And they play with the connect with the horses. And I would always tell them, horses are so intuitive. They had this happen. There was a study that was done, and there was this kid who had not studied, it was just in a they looked at this kid who would have seizures. And what happened is the horses knew this. Not that they knew he was having seizures, they just know his energy. And what the horses did is they slowed down their heart rate. And they all sat and calmed. And then all of a sudden, the kid had no more seizures and would get calm.
Holy
And so, that
cow.
heart rate variability that we're talking about, the brain heart coherence, what we also know about it too is it influences. And so, they'll use that, like with horses, are great for that because they're extremely intuitive. And I don't know, to me, I tell my wife, I love dogs, I love animals, but man, horses. I go, when we eventually have that farm, I want horses because I'm like, there's just something about them that's so, I don't know, their soul is so like to a whole nother level for me. Because they're so big and so strong, but yet they're so, I don't know, it's just a, it's a, they're just majestic in their own way. But I can talk about that
Yeah,
all day. It's a
that's
whole nother
neat.
conversation.
Yeah, and I've met some horses that are one horse. I had to go to his person's hospital room because he wanted to tell her goodbye. Pat was passing from cancer, and basically he said, "If I was a man, I'd fight your husband for you," because it was that kind of a relationship that they had. And I probably went over to the crazy thing, but that's what I heard, and that's what I told her, as she was passing. And I think that I know that that was something cool that she was so glad to hear about.
Yeah, that's the thing, and the beauty that you're bringing to help people with that, because like, there's so much healing that comes from what you do. When my little guy Marcello the Puggle passed away, when I connected later, there was something that he did that he was a son of a gun in many ways. And I remember I had to ask because I'm like, I know why he did this, but I just need to know from let me get my mind out of the way and just let you see what you say. Because when he passed, he went through my basically through my waist and came out the back of my neck. It was one of the weirdest feelings when he passed because he fell into my arms. He told me everything. Like, he's going to fall into your arms. He wants to die in your arms. He wants to do all this. And I was like, I can't do it. There's no way. And as soon as they put the sedative, he fell right into my, he like almost jumped into my arms. Talk about some crazy stories. But long story short, I
Yeah.
said, okay, why did you have to go through me like that? That was a weird feeling, but I have a feeling you wanted to let me know that like you continued on or something. And he goes, exactly. He was like this. He said he wanted you to know that life continues on, that it doesn't end, that it's just another, we're just going to the next thing and we do this for infinity. So he's like, I just wanted you to know and feel that I actually left, but I'm still alive. And I was like in tears and, but I'm healing through it. And I was just like, okay, cool. And that's the kind of work you bring in so many ways, because I mean, the hardest thing I ever done in my life was making that decision and having to go through it.
Yeah, that's a that's one thing I've noticed, and some people will pick it up. I'd like to say it that if you're in the process of they're in transitioning, you can sometimes feel, just like you said, when their soul leaves the body. The first time I had it was my son's dog, Peanut, and Peanut the pit bull. And I looked at my son and I said, "Did you feel that?" Because there was just a shift in the energy. He says, "I did." And we knew that she had, even the body was still alive. It was, they'd given the shots and all that. We knew that she had gone. And then somebody else I worked with got tell people this now, to just listen for it or feel for it. She said there was a sense of incredible joy that hit her, and she knew that her cat had left the body, that sort of thing. So yeah, I thank you for another story of confirmation that we can feel it.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to share and let the listeners know that. And so how can then people find you, follow your work, get connected with you, use your services, all those things?
The best place to find me is on my website, sacredgrove.com, SACREDGROVE.com. I have worked to put everything there. There's blogs and success stories and connecting with me. That's really the best way to start the connection.
I love it. For all the listeners, I'll have that in the show notes. Mary Beth, this was fun. I appreciate you taking the time and sharing your journey and your expertise and your stories and all the little things that you have shared. And in hopes to, at least for me, I know I can feel it in my heart and hope others can too, of just how there's more to life after this, but there's also that our little ones are there for many different reasons and how we can utilize and learn to connect now and communicate with them to help them in their journey in this life and so much more.
Thank you. That's exactly it. Thanks for this opportunity.
And for the listeners, that's another great interview here at the Mindful Experiment. Until next time, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing it with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.